Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We welcome in our friends at 98.9 Rock, Kansas City's rock station. Also our friends at Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. And who could forget our good buddies at 97.9 CPR Rocking and Biloxi, Mississippi. Big show for you today. Who sucks less on Tap the Word? As what you call people from each and every state. And our question involving knives is we have a drunk man who threw two cellos and a viola off of a train in Germany. He basically threatened passengers with a knife, also threw the bicycles off the train as well, along with a lot of luggage. He said the reason he did it was because I can. Meanwhile, we have a woman who cut off an alleged stalker's penis in India, but then rushed him to the hospital. Our question, what is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, JT. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
I've been waiting for this moment forever. I haven't been listening to you guys for a while now.
We appreciate you calling, man.
All right. So I guess I'm going to start it off with, I was about 9 or 10 when this happened.
All right.
And I was just in the kitchen having a nice conversation with my sister. We were just doing our thing, you know? And next thing I know, I'm on the floor and she has a knife held to my face.
How big of a knife?
It was a standard kitchen steak knife, you know?
Okay, and how old was she? Was she older or younger?
You said 10, right?
She was older. She was about 14 at the time.
All right. Do you have any idea what you did to piss her off, besides be her sibling?
No, I have no idea. We were just having a nice conversation. I think we were talking about school or something.
Okay.
And then...
How is she now? I mean, like, was that the beginning of the end?
Or was... No. She's way better now. I mean, she had some rocky stuff go on in her life, but she's good now.
All right. But does she ever speak of this incident? Do you ever bring it up like at Thanksgiving? Like, remember that time you put a knife to my face for no reason?
Yeah, I tried to bring it up a couple times when I was like in my early teens. She really got angry at me for it. So I just decided to leave that alone with the family.
Okay.
Did she express anything while she had held the knife to your face that made you understand why this was happening?
Right. Like, how did this end?
She got off me in about five minutes of us just staring at each other, and she was just looking like crazy with a weird little smirk on her face.
Has she been married?
Yeah.
Did you take the husband aside before the nuptials and go, hey, man, one little thing you need to know about my sister. Everything was going just swimmingly. Right. And then all of a sudden, I'm on the floor. She's got me pinned down with a knife to my face for 5 minutes looking at me like she's going to kill me.
No, I didn't warn him, you know.
Let him find out for himself. Did she say anything during these 5 minutes, or is it just her staring at you?
No, it was just a stare.
Even when
it
people
was really weird.
Even when people
yes!
even when people come to my house, I say, "Hey, be careful of Dr. Gomez. Don't pet him. He might take your hand off."
Sure.
Like, it's a warning because, you know, not that he's going to stab and kill you, but he might take a chunk out of your finger if you're not careful. So it's just like, you know, I find that to be common courtesy. So I think maybe that would be an acceptable conversation.
Like, it only happened once, but it happened.
Jesus.
Once.
What is one? Well, go ahead.
I'd talk to the guy if I could, but I don't have his number, and he lives in Ohio.
All right. So, are they still married?
Yeah. They got married. I actually went to their wedding in September.
Okay, but she seems okay. Ooh, now.
First kill.
Yeah, she seems fine. She seems fine now.
Okay, all right. But never tried to hurt or injure anybody else as far as your knowledge is.
No, and I think the dude can handle himself. He's ex-military. I think he was Special Forces or something.
Oh, they're made for
all right,
sure.
Okay. He can definitely be armed.
That's great.
All right, yeah.
She's fine, but exactly. It's good her husband is ex-Special Forces.
Right, he choked her out. He can take care of himself. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I guess she's normal, but...
Yeah.
This is just another day in Ohio. What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA. This is a weird one.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Hello, hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Ted for president.
Hola. 2020.
Hola.
How are you guys?
Doing well, sir.
All right, well, basically, I was 16, and me and my buddies, we were trying to buy some leafy green substances in Texas.
Whatever could you be talking about?
Oregano?
Romaine lettuce?
Well, of course. You know, we were going to the local Walmart. So we call a buddy of mine, and he's a pretty sketchy dude. So we decide that, like, hey, something doesn't seem right about this situation. We're going to go pick it up. But my buddy's like, let me just grab a kitchen knife real quick. And so we all get in the car. He puts the kitchen knife under the back seat, and we, sure enough, we get there, and the guy is basically, like, he takes our money, goes inside, and, like, doesn't come back out. So we're all just sitting in the car, and we're trying to figure out what to do. So my buddy's like, F it, I'm going to go knock on the door. So he goes and knocks on the door. Next thing I know, like, all three of them come out, and they do not have good looks on their face. So we all get out of the car. We're all 16, about 16, 17. We're all standing there on the porch, like, arguing back and forth, like, what's going to happen? Like, I'm going to beat your A, you're going to beat my A, and we're all just sitting there talking. Next thing I know, my buddy had already walked to the car, went to the back seat, pulled the knife out, and was about ready to get something back. And he just walks up to the porch, just starts flashing the knife. Next thing you know, I get hit in the side of the face. Balls start throwing. Everything just goes to S. And next thing I know, we're all three back in the car, and we're just like, what in the heck just happened?
So what did happen? Did anyone get stabbed? I hope not.
No, basically, my buddy just, them seeing the knife, everybody just started freaking out. My buddy dropped the knife, started punching people. Like, I don't know why he even brought it out, but that just escalated it to the next level. And now we just basically have a bar brawl on this guy's front porch.
Did you get your money back?
Or your weed?
Well, I did not get any oregano, and we did not get any money. We ended up in what we'll call an unsuccessful endeavor.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, you know what, man? It was always a sketchy deal before weed became legalized as far as who you were getting it from, the circumstances.
Always.
Not plan A or plan B, but, I mean, if you're going deeper than those.
Yeah, if you're like on plan D, right. I mean, it's the sketchiest dude you know that you're still willing to keep the number on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably the sketchiest for me like that where I thought I was going to die was in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh.
Yeah, just downtown. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm at an ATM, you know what I mean? Like, hey, look at me, tourist with money. I'm going to go do a drug transaction.
It's 1 a.m.
I'm 45. What's wrong with me? I should reevaluate.
I had a buddy call me in an ATM in a very, like, just kind of sketchy. Either way, he worked at a bar by there, and it's like 1:45. So I'm trying to not walk too fast, but walk on a good pace, and I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go get my cash. Go to the strip club and call tonight.
Right, of course.
And he's just like, are you okay? What the hell are you doing out here? Are you buying drugs? He's like, no, I'm going to the strip club. And he's like, all right, hang on, I'll come
you're
with
good,
you.
You're good. Call the club. What is the one thing you always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Outside of drugs or a strip club, there's not much more you need cash for after.
No. Right, no.
There's nothing else going on.
That's it.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Hola. Well, I was, we had a fire one night, the night after our, it was the 18th birthday for my girlfriend's son, and she decided we're going to have some steak and prawns and all this stuff, and we had a fire, we ate some mushrooms, I got playing with my knife, and she's like, put that down, so I was going to throw it in the ground, and next thing you know, it went through my foot.
Oh, all the way through? Yeah.
All the way through.
And you must have had a very sharp knife.
I had the bright idea that, you know, all I need is unwaxed dental floss and a needle if I can sew this thing up.
Oh, John Rambo, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that's the second time. The first time I did it, I was on acid. That's how I learned to use unwaxed dental floss.
Wait.
Unwaxed dental floss.
That's when you were on acid is when you learned to use dental floss for a suture.
Well, I always go two
when
pounds.
I went to get it taken care of after I sewed myself up the first time, that's when I learned.
Ah, okay.
That's when I was a 2-pound fishing line. How did it?
No, it was four actually.
Did they
with a carpet needle?
No way! You did it with a hook needle.
Oh, you got to have a hook needle. The needle can break.
That's too big.
Let me ask you this, man. God. Do you think it's better to be on shrooms or better to not be on shrooms if that's the situation you're in?
I say it's better to be on shrooms.
I would think so.
Well, I got to ask, man. Normally, if I'm in that direction, food is like, it's like, did you eat the dinner first and then you partook, or did you like do the whole thing at the same time? Because like food is not on my mind.
No. I never made it to the meal. That's why the girlfriend was so pissed off. Because when we were down there, the cop comes in because it's a stabbing. And what happened? I said, well, I ate some mushrooms. I stabbed myself in the foot. And he just looked at me like, what?
What did the cop say to you?
I went out and asked my girlfriend, and she said, yeah. I had all this dinner planned, and he ate mushrooms and stabbed himself in the foot, and I'm pissed.
And he's going to write this report.
Right? Did he arrest you or anything?
Yeah, he's got to write this report.
Did he arrest you? Yeah.
No, I thought I would, but he just like, okay, you're so stupid. I'm just going to let this go.
Right. Who called the cops?
I have no idea what the cop's name was.
No,
but I do know the doctor's name. It was Dr.
Not what is the cop called. We said, who called the cops?
Oh, no, the cop was already there in the hospital to take, you know, just like, I don't know. It's a stabbing.
He's at the hospital. Nice. And the cop's all like, right. Oh, it was a stabbing.
Okay, so how long did it take for your foot to heal up?
I was about probably a week and a half, something like that. I had 11 stitches on the top and 3 on the bottom.
Oh,
and
man.
I had nicked the artery, so they had to stitch it up. And the doctor was Dr. Hate. I remember his name.
Dr. Hate. And were you still tripping on mushrooms through the surgery?
Yes, and I was trying to film it and laughing the whole time, and he was not nice to my foot.
He's Dr. Hate.
He hates everything.
Wow. What is the one thing you always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, here's a doozy. We go to Nigeria, where a court heard a chilling blow-by-blow account of how a lawyer, Udeem Odibi, allegedly killed her lawyer husband and severed his penis. Udimi, who was 48 years old, whacked her husband on the head with a frying pan several times before stabbing him on the stomach with a kitchen knife. The trial is ongoing. Still furious, she sat beside his corpse on the bed after she beat him with a frying pan and said, if this your penis is the one that is giving you license not to have the feeling of another person, it is better we cut it off. Udeem then severed the penis before putting it in his right hand.
I'm guessing she didn't ask if he agreed.
I think he was at that point not around anymore.
Oh, she killed him before.
And when he was done, she cut off the genitals of the corpse. So the trial's ongoing there. Our question, yay, what is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA. He won't remember that.
Again, Miles, let me congratulate you on another fantastic segue.
Thank you.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So mine's not as extravagant as that, but I was about 17 years old, working in a convenience store, one of my first jobs. And I had been working all night, and I was pretty dang tired, and I was ready to get off. But we were busy. The store was just flooded with people. And up comes this guy, and he pulls out a long knife, and he says, give me all your money. I'm like, come on, guy, we're busy. And he says, you're a crazy mother effer, and ran out the store. It dawned on me as I was thinking about it. I was like, told my boss, I said, I think somebody just tried to rob us.
But you were just in your zone, man.
You Jedi mind tricked him.
I dig it.
Exactly.
I got time for this, man.
I said, I got stuff to do. Come on, what's
did you,
up?
Did you
have buy something?
Did you have anything behind the counter to defend yourself?
No, there's nothing there. The only thing we had to to protect us, if you will, with the little cameras. But
okay,
I was just saying, if you're working late at night near clothes in a convenience store, I'm just assuming that everybody's got something behind the counter, right? You got to defend yourself.
Well, coming from the East Coast, for sure. There was a 7-Eleven when I used to work at Chi Chi's. There was a 7-Eleven down the road, and I stopped in there to buy a pack of smokes. When I get in, there's this big brother standing behind the counter, and he keeps looking out the window. There's a car parked in the parking lot, right? And the lights are on. And they were there when I walked in. I didn't think anything of it. So I walk in. He's like, what you need, man? I'm like, ah, man, I was going to get a pack of Marlboro Reds. He's like, all right, brother, hang on. He's like, I got to deal with this, man. These cats have been out. Seriously. These cats have been on the parking lot too long, man. I think the case in this joint, man, like, hang on. And he pulls out his gun, right, and just walks outside. And I swear to you, when he opens the door, get your mother here, man. I will shoot you. Car races out of the parking lot. He comes back in. He's like, sorry about that, brother, man. You know, you just got to protect yourself. I'm like, all right, man.
Speaking of Baltimore, you want to tell people about your buddy going to the Royal Farms?
Oh, yeah, that is a great knife story.
So that is a positive knife story.
Well, it's not. Don't worry. So Royal Farms, right, it's like a little corner store or whatever. Sure. But they have fried chicken, and they make sandwiches. So there was one right by our house, and that was the thing. You'd go to the bars, you go to this place to get a sandwich. So this guy's taking a while to make the sandwich. My buddy's drunk. He says something to him. So they go back and forth. And then the guy making the sandwiches is like, you want to take it outside? So my buddy, and he's like, yeah, sure. So they go to walk out the front door. And as he opens the door, he feels something. And the guy had brought the knife out from making the sandwiches and stuff and stabbed him like 13 times.
Oh!
Collapsed his lung. He almost died.
Jesus Christ. Don't worry. It's not bad.
Well, he lived.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, but
da, 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 da.
But I mean, yeah, he never even got to turn around to like throw a punch. The guy just started starving him.
But he lived.
I don't know if he ever got that sandwich.
Visit Baltimore.com.
That was the same place.
For more tourism stories like this,
visit Baltimore.com.
Robin, this is the same store we would steal stuff from all the time. And then one day a dude just blatantly went in there and stole a bunch of stuff and ran out. So we chase after him. I didn't catch him. My buddy did. But we come back in. The lady goes, thanks, fellas. Let me give you something on the house. And we go, no, we couldn't. We wouldn't dream of it.
Right. Okay.
But we would steal stuff from that place every Friday and Saturday.
Well, you stole like Oreos and Tums or something?
That was the one night, yeah. I woke up in a bed full of fast break bars and Rolaids. Because like where the counter is, you could just put your hands
so
underneath.
You just stole whatever you grabbed.
Yeah, whatever my hands, my little paws could get on, just stuff my pockets.
Jesus. Visit Baltimore.com.
For the record, Baltimore's on the come up. They closed that Royal Farm.
One click away from your next vacation. What is the one thing you always remember that involved a knife?
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so this goes back when I was a freshman in college, and the only thing we had to do in my college town was go camping or drinking. So we did both. So we're out sitting around the fire drinking some beers, and I got to that point where, you know, I've had a few too many. And I decide, you know, I've got this brand new pocket knife. I'm showing it around, and I think it'd be cool to watch the blade push through the center of the ice while, you know, I'm pushing with both my thumbs. So I'm pushing on it, and, you know, it's going through, and you can see it penetrating the ice. And all of a sudden, the ice cube breaks, and the thumb goes directly into my thumb, or the knife is directly into my thumb. And I immediately drop the knife, and I walk away, because I know it's going to be bad. And so I've got blood gushing down my hand, and I'm like, hey, who's got a first aid kit? And no one's got one, so we decide, oh, is that super glue? Let's put super glue on it. You know, that'll close it up. But it's bleeding too bad that the super glue is now running down my hand with the blood, so now I got super glue blood down my hand, and it's not closing up for its life.
All right.
So we decide, well, what's next? Someone's got to dust it, so.
What else? What other options could there be?
I can't think of anything, Batman.
Now that I'm bleeding to death.
Holy whiz, there's a thing called a hospital, Batman.
What could I possibly do now?
Maybe holy, let's go to the doctor.
Maybe I'll. Nowhere. There's no hospital for us to go to. We're just, you know, and we're all drunk, so we can't drive.
All right. Safety first.
No cell reception. So, you know, exactly. So, yeah, we found the only thing we could find was some redneck Band-Aids and taped some duct tape on it.
And how was your thumb?
It survived. You know, it took, I still got a nasty scar on it to this day, and I never went to a hospital for stitches, but.
Okay.
It's there.
I thought it was getting in differently. So I wedged it in the anus of a rabbit that I found.
And kept it
and
warm.
I held it over. Prevented the bleeding. The rabbit wasn't happy, but I stroked his head and set him free.
I hitchhiked home with that rabbit still on my thumb.
Just saying that. I had no idea how that was going to work out. That's why I don't live in the woods.
What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved? It had kept it warm.
Right.
It
my other friends had frostbite, but not me.
With my thumb in his anus, I saved it.
I walked 7 miles with that rabbit.
Saved it by a hair.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was sitting there, and I was like, man, knife stories. I have so many knives, I can't believe I have never been stabbed with a knife. I've been stabbed with basically everything else except knife.
What have you been stabbed with?
This is my knife story. I used to live in a house with 14 other people, and one day, sitting in the kitchen...
Wait, how old were you?
Oh, I was 22.
Okay.
It was a party house, so everybody was in and out all the time.
Got it.
But anyways... One night, I am sitting next to our microwave waiting for some goodies to finish cooking, and I'm rolling a joint. My buddy walks up to me, my best friend, walks up to me and goes, "Hey, man, check out this knife I found," and then stabs me with it right in the stomach.
What?
How deep?
Here's the thing. It was not a real knife.
Ah.
It was one of those gag knives.
Yeah, yeah. So the blade collapses and or disappears, basically.
Totally. And because I am baked out of my mind, I fully thought my best friend just stabbed me in the stomach. So I do, like, the whole, like fall, like, 6 inches back. And his description of my face was, like, a cross between just, like, betrayal and why? Like, just why? Like, why? I was just so devastated that my best friend stabbed me with a fake knife.
That's better than whipping out a comb that's a switchblade.
Nah, dude, right? Those knives are fantastic. But I guess so if you don't know that's coming, yeah
exactly.
And what really pisses me off is I found one, I bought it, and I have never been able to recreate that scenario for somebody else.
It's like telling a joke twice. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that it's not funny the second time. It's just that once you know the joke, then the joke's
funny. Just remember, the only thing your buddy really wanted to know is what you would look like if he ever decides to murder you.
What is the one thing you always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Part of me thought he really got stabbed.
Yeah, well, of course.
He thought it was a fake knife.
Yeah, like, one of my buddy won't stab me.
This gun's not loaded.
Remember those collapsible knives? Yeah, it wasn't one of those. It was a real one. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I'm about Christmas Day. I'm 11 years old. My folks give me a brand spanking new BB gun with one of those little folding pocket knives. I get real excited, and I go to take the zip ties off that pump handle, and it goes right through that thin plastic and slices my hand open like a filet.
So you didn't even get it out of the package.
Nope, not all the way.
Damn, man. I mean, you ruined Christmas instantly for everyone. How bad was it?
This is the beginning of kind of a tragedy of errors, or comedy of errors.
Yeah.
My went to the hospital, got 4 internal stitches, 10 external. 4 hours later, get home. Now it's my time to play with the BB gun, right? Mom says I can shoot anything in the yard. Except the cars, of course, and I shot a rock, and that first shot ricocheted off the rock and broke out the rear passenger window of our minivan.
This is still Christmas Day.
Now I'm stumbling in fear. My dad's already freaking out. A couple hours later, I put on my brand new rollerblades. And my dad just comes down, puts his hand on my shoulder, and says, "Take them off, or I will end you."
Your dad's a wise man.
Wow.
You'd already done enough damage for the day.
That's Merry Christmas.
That is not when you want to spend time in a hospital.
On Christmas Day?
No, of all the times. Yeah, that is not when you want to be there.
You think 9 out of 10 Christmas Day related injuries are a direct result of something you bought for your kids?
God, no. No, well.
Like maybe. Bike accidents and stuff?
That's what I mean, man.
Trampoline in the backyard.
Right. There's one day where a lot of kids get things like skateboards or rollerblades or trampolines and other things that they just suck at.
Yep, that's right. A razor scooter. Oh, yeah. Those are the ones, man, that are probably taking more kids down now than anything else, right? Those little scooters where you... broken collarbones, broken wrists. I mean, anytime you fall from a high place while traveling...
I still feel like bikes are worse, right? Because even if you're an idiot, you can do a razor scooter. And listen, if your kid can't do a razor scooter, yeah, I'm not saying they're an idiot.
You just topple over the front of it.
Sure, that's going to happen, but you watch a kid on a bike, like, that's a struggle until they get it, and then even when they get it... It's 50.
Yeah, adults.
50,
like, I know adults that have spilled on their bikes recently.
Sure.
I don't see many people flopping on razor scooters.
And it's not, it's such an adrenaline rush, but when you get up, you're like, I'm okay. And you're like, I'm not okay. I'm not okay.
I'll tell you where adults are is some cities have those scooters you can rent. They're electric. Yeah. So drunk people keep hopping on them and crashing.
Well, who else was going to rent those?
Let's hang on today.
I hear that.
What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
They might have them in a town I visited. And not me, but somebody I know may have been even too drunk to figure out how to open them.
Did they never got on it?
No.
Oh, damn shame. Right. Different story.
I was happy they couldn't figure it out.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Dudes, what's up?
Hola.
I am going to turn my truck off here.
Thanks.
And let you know that I am sober. I'm driving my dump truck, but I'm planning on getting loaded here any minute.
Been waiting to tell that one all week.
Am I not allowed to say that?
Of course.
Okay, I'm still on. Hey, listen. Hola, biches. I just wanted to say this knife story is great. I'm from Orcas Island. Not many cops, not many hospitals. Oh, well, not any open hospitals at certain times of the night. We're doing mushrooms. Me and a bunch of buddies. Sorry, babe. I should have told you this when we got married. But, I've done some things in my life. But what I want to say is my buddy brought over this huge knife. It was like the Sword of Sting, the Hobbit knife.
All right.
And we're all high. And we're like, let's stab it into this old moldy piece of wood. And so we're all taking turns jabbing it in there. And of me, I was like, I'm going to do better than anybody else and jab it in there. And then the guy that owns the knife comes running back. Hey, guys, my ride's here. They're ready to go. We got to go, man. So I try to get the knife out, and I can't. And I'm not paying attention. And I pull it out and smack my arm. And then I hand him the knife. And I look down, and I'm like, oh, this is not good. So I... do what every professional says and put pressure on it. I put it over my head.
Hello?
Oh!
And
okay,
died.
You're still there. Yeah, I got a little nervous. I got the iPhone. You never know when they're going to crap out.
Where did you slice?
They say that in a commercial.
Where did you slice yourself? In your arm or in your hand?
Right in my wrist. And I could see my bone.
Ah!
We're talking some pretty heavy mushrooms at this time. I mean, we've been there for about an hour. So I run to the back of this little shack we're hanging out at, and I just lay down in the woods, and I fell asleep. And you can't fall asleep on mushrooms, so I must have had some serious injury.
You fell asleep while you're bleeding out of your wrist?
No, the thing was...
Because he's bleeding out of his wrist.
I was so lucky because I missed an artery, but I could see all the muscle and whatever, the tissue and the bone. And so I walked through the woods to my house about 3 miles in the dark on Orcas Island. And I'm holding my arm over my head, and I fell asleep in my bed, and I woke up, and I look at it, and I say, oh, no, I got to go to the doctor. Doctor says, you're so lucky, because there's your artery, and he pokes it with a little utensil or whatever he's using. Man, oh, shit. Oh. It was so scary. And he just said, it's too late to put any stitches in it. We're just going to have to throw a couple butterflies on here.
And by the way, just to translate for you. When a doctor says, hey, man, you are so lucky, when you put it through the real translator, what they're saying is, you are so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, that means the same thing.
You will kill yourself before it's all over if you continue this lifestyle.
I'll see you again.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that sucks. It does, man. It's when reality hits, that's probably the only thing that will snap you out of that. In his case, not so much. But, I mean, whether you're intoxicated, whether you're high, it seems like you've sliced your hand with a bagel in the kitchen or whatever the hell it is. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, God.
Buzz is gone. I need to get this taken care of.
Or what you could be saying is, let's not cut bagels when we're high or drunk.
I was hungry.
Man, that's it's always a buzz kill, yeah. Right?
I should make guacamole. The word has what you call people from each and every state coming up. Who sucks less? And more of your calls on our question. What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999. Ola, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
The mother of one sold an Xbox after she found out that her husband had cheated on her while she was pregnant. She sold the console along with expensive headphones and a bunch of games for about £3 when she found out her long-term partner cheated on her while she was pregnant with their child. Georgia Jackson advertised the bargain on a Facebook page with a selling site, also with a scathing message directed at her ex. The 24-year-old said, "Just learned my partner put his penis in another girl. So selling is pride and joy, hence the price. First one to collect can have it for £3. I would just give it away, but need to buy myself a new kitchen knife, as mine is currently sticking out of one of his tires." Our question, what is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Margaret, or Marguerite. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Ola!
Ola!
Well, a few years back, and I have no excuse. I wasn't high. I wasn't drunk.
You're pathetic.
Most people today were high on mushrooms.
I know. I noticed that.
You're irresponsible for no reason at all.
But, you know, I was having a tough day, week, and month. And so I did what every self-respecting girl does. And that is get the ice cream out of the freezer. So I got a big half gallon of ice cream out of the freezer, and Safeway at that time closed their ice cream up with like plastic rings, and you pull them and it zips, you know, a plastic strip and opens up the ice cream.
Yeah, I am. You know what? I don't know anything about what you're talking about. Every time I eat a delicious pint of ice cream, yes, we know it's got a plastic cover on the top.
Everyone knows about the plastic when you open rings.
Up, yeah, yeah.
You made it harder to understand what it was.
I thought you were saying your ice cream you could open and close it.
Okay. No, okay. Just the plastic there.
So you go to pull the tab pulls off, so now you got this ring on there, and you
got
to
go. And then you got the ring. But the ring was missing, so I was desperately trying to get into the container of ice cream. So I had just purchased a lovely set of Ginsu knives.
For real Ginsu, like actual Ginsu knives?
Actual Ginsu knives.
Only the best.
So, you know, they you know, cut a tomato and then you can cut shoe leather. So I figured that was the
and who
tool.
Doesn't have to do that? let me darn my socks and patch my shoes
this
before
meat,
I head off to work
this
today.
Meat tastes tough.
So I got the Ginsu knife and proceeded to, you know, try to pry the plastic strip off of the ice cream and instead sliced my left pointer finger down to the bone.
Oh! So you thought your very bad day, week, month was bad before. Now it officially sucks.
Yeah.
So what do you do? It do you really dip it sucks. In the ice cream to keep it cold or what?
No, I never did get into the ice cream, but I did manage to drive myself to the emergency room and had a lovely Australian doctor who was, eye candy alone. And he got me ice cream from the cafeteria after he super glued my finger up.
And then I went home and masturbated thinking of it with my other hand. I did the dingo shuffle.
Yeah, we know how that goes. We know how that
then
goes.
Then I went to Vegas and saw Thunder Down Under just to continue my fantasy.
I'm still confused why she had the knife, because she couldn't get the plastic off?
She couldn't get the plastic off to get to the ice cream after her very bad month. See, it ended with a silver lining. She got to masturbate to an Australian doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if you knew that's how your day's
going to
end.
With her other pointer finger, right. It was still not bandaged up.
Right.
Which probably didn't have the same rhythm to it, because, you know, it was probably the left hand.
He was a new man. He was exotic, Miles.
Yeah.
The perfect time for your less dominant hand.
Can't keep a beat for hell, but... What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room. Hello, Brian.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going?
Oh, we're
it's going
all
well.
Right, you know.
Nice. Okay, it's about when I was 25. I used to sell pot a little.
You? I like it.
Get out of here.
I sold pot a little.
Hola.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Mm-hmm.
Now, got a knock on the door. I was like, okay, let's see who this is. That was a lady that was lost. Open the door. All of a sudden, three guys burst into my apartment. I was getting robbed at that time.
Wow. Yeah.
And then gun pointed to my head, got down to the ground. Then he wanted me to. This was a complete setup. I know it.
Yeah.
He knew what my safe was and everything. So he told me to get on the ground, armory crawl towards my bedroom. And so I was trying to armor crawl over my friends, because I had a couple friends over. And I wasn't moving fast enough, so he stabbed me in the butt, thankfully, 6 inches.
Thank you for stabbing me in the ass, 6 inches deep.
That's my really favorite story so far, man.
What is happening?
That's his knife story,
and
man.
All of us were like, do you think anyone will have stories about knives?
I did ask that.
What is the one thing you'll... We didn't know. What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? More your calls in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.